We want to talk to you. Basically, I mean, I think it's just fitting for our day, but we want to talk to you about destiny.
Yeah.
Not about the ministry of destiny, but about your destiny. Destiny. Your destiny and you following your destiny, you plugging into your destiny. It's so easy, you guys, to abort or sabotage your destiny. And what do I mean by that? The purpose that God has for your life. God has a purpose for every one of you. God has a plan for all of you. And church, I mean all of you. Every single one of you in this room. Some of you are sitting there right now and you're even thinking, you know, I don't think he's got a plan for me. I'm not that special. Or I've disappointed him a lot, and I don't think, no. God has got a plan for you. Yeah. Everyone say that. God's got a plan for me.
God's got a plan for me.
You know, the moment God's plan enters your life, falls upon your life, whatever that plan is, whatever that plan is for your life, you're going to have countless opportunities to abort that mission, to abort that plan, to abort that vision, to abort that promised land that he's trying to bring you into, to abort the destiny that God has planned for you. And maybe that word destiny doesn't mean anything to you. Maybe that word destiny isn't something you've heard a lot. But let me tell you, back in 1994, Pastor Vicky's the one that came up with that name as we're thinking, what do we want to call our church and ministry? And so we named it Destiny Christian Center. Now, we've dropped the word center and went back to church. And the reason we did that is initially we called it Destiny Christian Center because, you know, it didn't sound so churchy.
Right.
And basically we weren't after church people. We were after sinners. And so we called it Destiny Christian Center. And then over the years, and I can't remember exactly when, but we went back to church because some people weren't sure what a center meant.
Right.
What kind of a center are you?
Right.
And so we're like, well, we're not just a center. We're actually a church.
Place for healing and hope.
And so the word destiny was relevant 23 years ago, and today that word destiny is still relevant.
Amen.
And here's what destiny means. Write this down if you're taking notes. Destiny means it's the life that God has or wants for you. It's the life that God wants for you. It's the influence that God wants for you. And it's the assignment that he wants for you to complete. So in Jeremiah 29:11, most of you have heard this scripture, you're aware of this scripture. It says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, plans to give you a hope, and plans to give you a future.
Thank you, God.
Church, every one of you were born with a purpose. Every one of you were born with a hope. Every one of you were born with a God plan on your life. You just got to get your antenna up because he's got a plan for you. Get your antenna up.
Amen.
Your kids are watching you. You're influencing your children. You're influencing the people that you work with. You're influencing, whether you realize it or not, people that you're coming in contact with on a daily basis. There's people at the supermarket, Byerly's, that we shop at, right near our house, that we go to pretty much on a daily basis.
They know us.
We walk in there, and we pretty much have, they're watching us, hearing us, and observing our life. And it's the same with many of you. When you don't even realize it, there are people that are watching the way you live. They're listening to the things you say, and they're listening to the things and watching the things you do. And you're influencing people around you. Write this on your notes if you're taking notes, and then we're going to get into four super quick points, And then we're going to have a little ministry over you this morning, and you're going to love this part at the end. Write this down, powerful truth. You don't decide your assignment. You discover your assignment. Church, you don't decide your assignment. You discover your assignment. So we're going to share with you four amazing truths about destiny that I think are going to really, really help you this weekend.
Amen. These are going to help you today. Number one, the first thing you've got to do if you want to walk and fulfill your destiny is believe that you have one.
Amen.
In other words, it's easy to hear us talk about destiny and think that's right. You know, God's got a plan for you and God's got a plan for them. But sometimes it's hard to really get the faith to believe that, you know what, God has a plan for me. I want all of you here today to know that God has a plan for you. Sometimes we look at other people and we think that maybe they have more to offer. No, God's got a plan for you. And that word destiny is actually a very Bible word because in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, I love this. Listen to this. It says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Yeah.
Wow. Just think about that.
Wow.
That means before you were even formed yet, you're not even around yet, God knew you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. You know what I call that? Destiny. God had a plan. He had a purpose. He already knew exactly what you were going to do before he even formed you. It's not like after you were born, God said, oh, there's another baby. Let's see. I got to come up with a plan for that life. No, God knew you and he formed you. That word form tells me that he actually took time to form you into who you are today. Psalms 139, listen to this. Your eyes saw my substance being unformed. In other words, he saw you before he even began to form you. And in your book, they all were written. What were written? The days fashioned for me when as yet there were none. God had your days already written out. God knew exactly how he created you to be so that you could fulfill and walk in a destiny and a plan that was created just for you. That's awesome. You know why?
Amen.
That means your life has purpose. Your life has meaning. You're not just an accident. You might have been a surprise to your parents, but you weren't to God. And so you've got to get a hold of that today. And another thing I want you to get a hold of is your life is more than just what you see at the moment. That's why in Genesis chapter 13, God said something to Abram that I love. This is one of my favorite verses. It says, where God spoke to Abram and he said, lift up your eyes from where you are.
Yeah.
You know why?
Love
he wanted
that.
Abram to see that God still had more. He wanted him to see that there was more out there.
Yeah.
God wanted him
lift
to see
up your eyes.
Beyond just where he was. And that's the same for us today. I want to encourage you, no matter what you're facing, I want to encourage you to see beyond what you can just see in front of you with your natural eyes. There's more out there.
Yeah.
No matter where you are today, no matter what age you are at today, God's got more. Amen, Yvonne? He's got more. You may be up in older ages, but God's not done. He doesn't say, well, you know, you're done at 70 or 75. No, he's got more for you. There's more for you to discover. There's more for you to experience. There's more for you to accomplish. And people that have a sense of destiny, they can see beyond today.
Amen.
Because people with a sense of destiny have vision. And their eyes are always open. They're always looking ahead for every opportunity. What he was just saying, even when you go to the grocery store, there's opportunities for you to let your light shine. That's part of your destiny. If you're born again and you're saved, part of your destiny is being a light for him. Amen?
Amen.
So people with destiny, they have a sense of vision, and they're always looking. They're keeping their eyes open. It's like they have this anticipation that what's around the next corner? I know God's going to do something big in my life. Maybe what you see right now looks like a mess. Maybe what you see right now is discouraging. Maybe what you see right now seems even bad. But you know what God says? God says, you are my workmanship, created in my image. And you have been created for good things. For good works. You are my workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. That means I designed you. You're my handiwork, and I have a purpose for you. You just need to believe it and grab a hold of it.
Amen.
So that's the first step. Believe it for yourself that God has a destiny, a plan, and a purpose for you.
Amen.
Amen.
And you can believe it. You can believe that God does have a plan, but then you can go, how do I know what that is? Right. Have you ever been there? How do I know that plan? How do I discover that plan? And that brings us to the second point, and that is uncover your destiny. You got to uncover your destiny. Now, I realize, you know, if you've been around this church for any length of time, we are all about helping people find, follow, and finish their course of destiny. That's what we're all about. And so you have probably heard me talk about even some of these points right here. But even if you've heard it before, maybe you're not living it out, and this needs to be something you gotta. It's amazing to me, church, how many people will hear the word, but it goes in one ear and out the other,
right.
And they very seldom do the word.
Yeah, right. They don't live it.
And I've heard, and I don't know, I'm not a scientist or any of that, but I've heard that you only retain less than 10% of anything that you're hearing us say here today, which could be a little discouraging from time to time.
That's why we take notes. I think you do remember things better when you take notes.
I think you do remember things better. So let me give you five things that will unfold and uncover your destiny. Number one, what stirs your passion? Ask yourself that question. What stirs your passion? You know, passion, that passion of zeal and fire and excitement and intensity. What stirs you? Because passion stirs us into action.
Yes, it does.
So what is it in your life that stirs you and you have passion about?
Yeah, you get excited.
That is a sign toward your destiny. Number two, write this down. Where do you bring forth fruit and produce good results? Where do you bring forth fruit and produce good results? A tree is known by its fruit. One thing you should all know for sure is that God has not, he does not have a plan for you that is a barely get by kind of life. That is not God's plan for you. He never has designed you to just barely get by.
Yeah.
It's not his plan. Where do you bring forth fruit?
Yeah.
Or produce good results? Number three, what do mature Christians see in you? And church, this is a great question that you need to really be open to. What do mature Christians,
right.
The key there is mature
Christians.
Right. Mature Christians.
Spiritually wise.
In Proverbs 11:14, it says, where there is no counsel, people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Yes.
Where there is no counsel, people fall. People make mistakes. People mess up. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. You know, I never make any major move in my life.
Right.
Never have I made a major move in my life without seeking counsel.
Yes.
Without seeking godly counsel. Every single time. You can't make all the decisions that you got on your own.
True.
You need to bounce them off others. Yeah. And let me say one more thing about this. Take a good look at your good and best friends in your life. Because that's who you're becoming like.
Yeah. It's true.
You're becoming like those good and best friends in your life. And so if you like that, that's awesome. If you don't, readjust a little bit. I'm not telling you to cut people off and never be friends with them, but be careful who your best friends are and who you're associating with. Number four, write this down. What career or ministry do you feel the peace of God about pursuing?
Love that.
What career or what ministry?
Yeah, follow the peace.
Do you feel the peace of God about pursuing? You know, when you're on your God-given destiny course, let me tell you, there is a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how many times, you guys, in this ministry, in Destiny's ministry, where we've hit difficult times, or we've hit hiccups, or we've hit challenging times, and the peace of God just surpasses our understanding. And it's all because, you guys, I know we're in the will of God. I know we're in the plan of God. This is not Pastor Joe and Vicky Brock's church. This is not your church. This is not our church. This is his church. This is his church. And church, it's not about when we hit a difficult time, I can go to God in confidence, knowing he's called us and he's faithful to always provide. And so, church, let God and let the peace of God be the umpire of your life. Colossians 3:15, just jot that scripture down. It talks about that. Let the peace of God be the umpire of your life. Let the peace of God call the balls and strikes in your life. Okay, and last but not least, the fifth question that'll help you uncover your destiny is, what thoughts and visions and dreams are impossible for you to put out of your mind? What thoughts, what visions, and what dreams are impossible for you to put out of your mind? You know, most of the time when the Lord plants something in your spirit, and it's a thought or it's an idea, it just won't go away, you guys. If it's planted there by God, it just doesn't go away. It stays there. Yes. It's like it's the light. It's a light on the inside of you, and you can't turn the light off because it's just there, and it's always there, and you just feel the God is calling you to something. And you know, sometimes we can get discouraged when we don't see the results that we feel like we're supposed to see, and things aren't always unfolding as fast as we want them to unfold. Can anyone relate to what I'm saying? You know, Moses had a thought of freeing people. And 40 years before he had that thought, it took 40 years before it was accomplished. So I'm telling you that because sometimes when God shows you something and God is driving you to do something, it doesn't happen in 1 year, 5 years, or 10 years. It's a process along the way. It's a process because sometimes you're not ready. If God would have dropped that into your plan a year out, you wouldn't have been ready, and it could have destroyed you. Okay? See, when I was 16, I knew I would be pastoring a church. I knew what I was called to do. But I walked through the process. And the process isn't always fun. But church, I walked through the process, but I knew when I was 16 years old that I was going to be helping people and I was going to be making a difference in people's lives. I knew that at 16, I would be helping people and I would be making a difference in people's lives. And it's been unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. And then in 1994, we kicked off Destiny Christian Church. And it continues to unfold. And so, church, one thing I want you to understand is a lot of times we bury our thoughts and we bury our ideas and we bury our plans under a pile of doubt. We bury it under a pile of fear. And we bury it under a pile of rationalizations.
Yeah, that's true.
We get a lot of doubt in our mind and say, I just don't know if I can do this. A lot of fear will enter in. And then we start rationalizing everything. And church, I can't rationalize where I'm at today because in the natural, I should have never been here. But, you know, when God calls you, God will make a way.
Amen?
Amen. So those things right there are going to help you uncover your destiny.
Amen. Here's another one. Destiny takes courage and determination. Just as Pastor said, I remember when we knew that he had called us to start Destiny. I remember when we looked at this big building and the faith that it took to purchase this building and the faith that it took to believe that our church would grow and that we would see God's hand. And you know what? God is so faithful. When you walk in the plan that he has for you, he's faithful. And his plan for you, it is full of life. It is full of hope. It is full of good. It is full of abundance, but that doesn't mean it won't have its challenges. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Any of us that have experienced
right.
real life, right? There's going to be challenges. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be hard times. There's going to be things that happen that you really don't understand. And that's where faith comes in. And he's going to talk a little bit more about faith in a minute. But I'm telling you, if you try and analyze and understand too many things, there are some things that God is doing in the spirit realm that just make no sense in the natural. I'm just going to tell you that right now. There are some things that God is doing in the spirit realm that make no sense in the natural. And if you try and figure it out, you're going to talk yourself right out of a miracle, right out of a blessing. So I want you to know that on your destiny, there's going to need to be courage and determination, because roadblocks come, detours and bumps. And what you're going to need at those moments is courage and determination. You know, in Judges chapter 6, verse 12, we see someone who had hit a roadblock. His name was Gideon. He was discouraged. He was disheartened. Yep. He was down. But God sent an angel to Gideon, and the angel said this: "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." I love that, because Gideon didn't feel like God was with him. In fact, if you read that whole story, at one point he says, "God, if you really are with me, why are all these things happening?" Can you relate? I think we can all relate to Gideon. God, if you're with me, why is this happening? That's what Gideon said. So I believe God purposely sent this angel to remind Gideon that God really was with him, and that he was a mighty man of God. I don't think he felt like it at the time. I know he didn't feel like it at the time. He was disheartened. But I believe that angel was literally calling forth the destiny that God had already put inside of Gideon. Amen?
Amen.
There was already a destiny there, and God loved Gideon enough, God loves you enough, that he will send an angel. It might not be an actual angel, but it might be a person in your life that will remind you, hey, God's with you. God's got a plan. You're a mighty man of God. You're a mighty woman of God. Those people in your life that speak that into you, don't look at that as just another person. That could be God's divine appointment speaking through them to remind you, God's with you.
Yeah.
God's got a plan. Amen? So God knew that in order for him to walk in his purpose and to fulfill his destiny, someone needed to remind him of who he was. See, church, sometimes you don't feel like an overcomer. But I want you to know that that is who you are in Christ. You are an overcomer. In fact, John 16:33, I love it. It says, "In this world, you will have tribulation." Not maybe, not might, not some of you. No, you will, okay? You will have tribulation, but take courage.
Yeah.
Be of good cheer, because I have overcome.
I love that.
You know
that.
What? If he's overcome, you're going to overcome.
Amen.
Because his spirit is on the inside of you. And you've got to hang on to that. This stuff that you're going through right now, you guys, if you're going through a hard time, that's just temporary. But his destiny for you is eternal. That hard time, or maybe you're going through a funky season, that's just temporary. But his destiny for you, it's eternal. And if you'll hang on and keep your courage, you will come out stronger on the other side. Pastor and I, we're better pastors today than we were 20 years ago. And some of that's because of what we went through. That's why God can say in Deuteronomy 31:6, he says to us, "Be strong, be of good courage. Do not fear." Why? "I've got this. I'm with you.
Yep.
I will not leave you or forsake you." That's a precious promise that we can grab a hold of. So when you're walking in your destiny and fulfilling your destiny, don't think that just because you have a hiccup that maybe you're not on God's plan. No, even the plan for your life is going to have some obstacles, but that's where courage and determination come in. Everyone that has a sense of vision knows this, that their purpose is always greater than the challenge that they face today. I don't think I got that on your notes, but that'd be a great thing to write down and remember, or Facebook.
Say it again.
Your purpose is always greater than the challenge that you're facing today. In other words, your destiny, your purpose, your calling, it's greater than that challenge that you have in front of you today. Your purpose, your destiny is greater, but it's going to take courage and determination to walk in that. Amen?
That's a beautiful point.
Amen.
Amen. You got to write that down. Get a hold of that. Place that on Facebook or on Twitter this morning. So number one, believe you got a destiny. Believe that God's got a plan. Believe that God has a purpose for your life. Number two, uncover that destiny. Uncover that. Uncover what that plan is and what that purpose is. And number three, have that courage and determination to keep on keeping on. And then number four, and I would have to say, this is last, but it's not least. This is huge.
Yes, it is.
Use your faith. Church, use your faith.
Yes.
I said, use your faith.
You've got it.
It's going to take faith for you to fulfill that goal, that plan, that destiny. It's going to take faith all along the way. Have you ever heard people say, you know, if God wants it to happen, then it'll happen.
It'll just happen.
Let me tell you something. I believe that is a cop-out
right.
and a way for people to say, God is responsible for everything that happens in my life, and I don't have to do anything.
Right. No, that's not true.
Let me tell you right now, if you know anything about me, I don't believe that, and I don't teach that.
Right.
I do believe that it's our responsibility to discern and act, discern and act,
yes.
discern and act on our destiny.
Yes.
Church, we have got a responsibility to discern what that destiny is,
yeah.
act on it,
yeah. then use your faith.
Act on it, and then use your faith
yes.
to keep on keeping
yeah,
on. Use your faith. I believe the key ingredient to discovering your destiny and then living it out, living it out, living it out is faith.
Yes.
Church, it really is.
Yep.
It really is. It's faith. Without faith, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's a pretty strong word.
Impossible.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But church, I will take that a step further. I believe without faith, it is impossible to live out your destiny. Without faith, it is impossible to live out your destiny. You know, once you discover your destiny and you have that knowledge and you have that revelation of what your destiny is, that's cool. That's called the car. That's the car. And that's the vehicle right there. Now, you got to get in the car. But church, let me tell you something. That car is never going to move if you don't put gasoline in it.
Right.
And faith is the gasoline that gets you moving.
It is. Yes.
It's faith. Everyone say faith.
Faith.
Let me tell you, faith is very powerful.
Yes, it is.
It's very powerful. Faith is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's not just something we do every now and then. We live by faith.
Yes.
We are saved by faith.
Yes.
Church, we walk by faith.
Walk by faith.
We do the prayer of faith.
Yes.
We fight the fight of faith. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Every one of those are scriptures in the Word of God.
Yes.
Faith is very powerful.
Yes, it is.
It's very powerful. And listen, there's a lot of people, they try to use faith to start businesses, and they try to use faith to start a church, and they try to use faith to become an evangelist or to do something. But if it wasn't within their destiny,
right.
it's not going to work.
It's true. Yeah.
Even with faith.
Yes.
But church, when you get your destiny
yep.
connected with the faith,
that's powerful.
I've seen a lot of people start churches by faith.
Yeah.
And then they start and they stop.
Year.
Because it wasn't in their destiny to be a church. But they had a lot of faith. But your idea isn't necessarily God's idea.
Right. Come on. Yeah.
Is this a good idea? Or is this a God idea?
Right.
So a lot of people that are living and trying to make something happen because they think it's a good idea. But the question is it a God idea?
Right. Yeah.
Are you hearing me? So let me give you three things really quick. Write these down. Through faith, stay focused on finishing the course.
Stay focused.
You guys, through faith, you got to stay focused on finishing the course. Yep. In John chapter 4, Jesus was focused on finishing the will of his Father. He was focused on finishing the destiny of God. He is focused on finishing his work. You can see that in John chapter 4. Read it. Church, don't just go halfway and then quit. Don't just go for a little while and then just give up. You know, when you know you're in the will of God and plan of God, through faith, stay focused on finishing the course.
Amen.
Write this down. By faith, don't delay seeking out your destiny. Church, by faith, don't delay seeking out your destiny. There's a lot of people that use excuses and procrastination.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, when you use too many excuses, because you can always come up with an excuse
right. On
why you shouldn't do something, why you shouldn't start, why you shouldn't. I could have came up with a thousand excuses on why we should have never started Destiny. I was already ordained in the Church of God, moving right along in the ranks of the Church of God, state youth director, and just moving myself right up the ladder. But then God said, I want you to start a non-denominational ministry. I could have came up with a lot of excuses.
Right.
I could have came up with a lot of procrastination, but when I knew that I knew that I knew I was supposed to do it, I did it. I believe excuses and procrastinations keep a lot of Christians from God's very best.
It's true.
Keeps a lot of Christians from God's best. Can you say amen to that?
Yes.
Don't say, you guys, or I'll do this someday. You know, just someday. I'll do this when I get enough money to do this. I'll do this. No, no, no. You know, if the devil can get you to just wait, the devil's never going to say to you, don't do this. The devil knows better, because you'd recognize that. But you know what the devil will say? Wait a while and then do it. So you wait and you wait, and then about ready when you're going to step in, you're like, I'm going to step in, and the devil's not going to say, don't do it. The devil's going to say, wait a little longer. And if you just keep waiting, you're just going to keep on pushing off, and pushing off. That's what procrastination will do. And then my last point is keep the spirit of faith.
Yes.
Church, you got to keep the spirit of faith.
Yeah, there's an anointing on
keep the spirit of faith. You know, Paul, if you have looked in the Word, he was pressed, hard pressed on every side. Paul was perplexed. Paul was persecuted. Paul said, I'm struck down. But what helped him keep on keeping on?
Yeah, faith.
The spirit of faith.
Yep.
The spirit of faith.
Yes.
Some of you just don't have that spirit of faith. And a little bit of opposition comes your way and you just want to quit. You've got to keep the spirit of faith as you're pursuing that destiny, pursuing that calling, pursuing whatever it is that God has called you to do. So through faith, by faith, and keep the spirit of faith and keep pursuing that destiny. Can you say amen to that? I want Pastor Vicky to go over to the piano this morning. So that's what we did in the 90s. By the way, I didn't always dress like this. Just when I first started pastoring, and then I actually started getting more casual. And she didn't always dress in pantsuits.
I gave them all.
She gave them all to her mom. So she couldn't find a pantsuit in her closet. So she dressed in the pantsuit she had. I dressed in my suit. I still got suits. Because I still do funerals and weddings and all that. But on Sundays, I dress casual. But I wanted Pastor Vicki to get on the piano this morning. And a lot of you didn't even know she played piano. She was our worship leader for many years. Many years. When we ever first started in ministry, that's what she does. She was, you know, doesn't every good pastor's wife play piano? And so she was a piano player, and she did awesome, and she led worship, and she did great. And let me tell you, there is an anointing on Pastor Vicki, and a lot of you only know her as a teacher, but there's an anointing on her worship. There is. It might be more old school than what we're now used to, but you know something? The anointing is still powerful. The anointing is still powerful. And I asked her to play this song. It's called I Live for the Anointing. I Live for the Anointing. And some of you maybe have never heard this, but this was a 90s song. And Mike Murdoch wrote this song. Some of you remember Mike Murdoch? He wrote this song. And I want us to just, actually you can sing it, but just stay sitting in your seat. And either close your eyes and let this minister to you this morning. And just let the presence of God touch you. Or if you want to begin to sing it, we'll have the words on the screen and you can sing it too. But in just a minute, we're going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you this morning, but we're going to bring that anointing in here today, okay? And there's things that happen in the presence of God that will not happen anywhere else. I'll say that one more time. There's things that happen in the presence of God that will not happen anywhere else. They don't happen just in your living room watching any old different TV show. The presence of God is going to fill this place, and get ready because he's going to touch you in a supernatural way this morning, okay? So get this song into your heart and into your spirit.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Listen, I just want to take a minute. Some of you just, you've lost your destiny. You have lost your way. You're not sure what your plan is, what your destiny is, what your purpose is. And what we preach here this morning made a lot of sense to you, but you sat there in your seat going, what is my plan? What is my purpose? What is my destiny? I want to pray for you this morning. If you are trying to discover that, I don't want it to be a secret from you. God wants to, you know, I gave you the 5 steps to help you uncover that, but I believe God can show you. And so if you are looking for your destiny, your plan, your purpose, just stand to your feet right now, wherever you are. Just stand up, right there at your seat. Some of you know the plan, you know the purpose, you know what you're called to do, and you just are not taking that step. You're making up excuses, you're procrastinating, and you've got a million reasons why you can't step into the plan. You need to stand up also this morning, right now. Just stand up. If you are aware of your plan, you're aware of the destiny, but your fear is keeping you from stepping out. Maybe circumstances are keeping you from stepping out. Maybe lies are keeping you from stepping out. You need to stand up. Stand up this morning. If you know what you're called to do, but you're holding back. You're holding back. God really wants to touch you today. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Now, church, I want you to look around, and if there's somebody standing that you feel a pull towards, feel free to get out of your seat and pray for them this morning. Otherwise, stretch your hands out toward any one of these that are standing up, and let's just put our faith together. Where 2 or more agree together, let it be done. And I am praying for breakthroughs. I am praying for guidance. I am praying for direction on every one of their lives. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. I thank you, Lord, that you are a breakthrough God. And Lord, you know exactly what is going on in every single one of these individuals. And as they are seeking you and looking to you for guidance and direction, I thank you, Lord, that they're going to find it. I thank you, Lord, that it's not a secret. I thank you, Lord, that they are going to see, hear, and know clearly exactly what needs to take place in their life. I thank you, Lord, that you've got an amazing plan for every one of them. You've got an amazing plan on Ian. Lord, you've got an amazing plan on Joe. I thank you. You've got an amazing plan on Steve. I thank you, Lord, that you have a purpose in every one of their lives. And Lord, some of them have been held back by fear. They've been held back by lies. And I thank you, Lord, they'll no longer be held back in this plan for them any longer. I thank you, Lord, that this is a breakthrough day for them. A breakthrough day. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. There's something else I want to pray for this morning. Yeah, give the Lord a praise. Praise the Lord. That's beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you are under attack physically in your body. Some of you are brokenhearted. You have just got a broken heart in your life, and it's tormenting you daily. You're going through life fine, but He is here to break that discouragement. He is here to break that depression off of your life. Some of you are physically under attack, not just emotionally, but physically. Stand up right now if you need healing in your body in any way. Stand up right there at your seat. I'm going to pray healing over your body for just a minute. I just feel impressed to do that this morning. Just stand up if you need any kind of healing in your body this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Some of you are crying yourself to sleep practically every night. You need to stand up because those are not tears of joy. Those are tears of sadness. And it's time to get rid of those tears of sadness. And God's going to exchange them for tears of joy in your life. Okay? You need to stand up because God's going to help that broken heart. There's a broken heart. There's a reason why you're crying. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Church, stretch your hands out towards every one of these standing up. He's a miracle-working God. And Father, I thank you. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, every single one of their bodies are lining up with the Word of God. For by your stripes, we are healed. And I thank you, Lord, that that healing is flowing right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, you're healing that broken heart. You're healing that brokenness on the inside. I thank you, Lord, you're healing physical bodies right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, those tears of sorrow are going to turn into tears of joy. And I thank you, Father, you're a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your healing touch. Thank you, Lord, for that healing touch. Thank you, Lord, for that healing touch. Praise you, Jesus, for that healing touch this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody begin to say thank you, Lord, for that healing touch today. Thank you, Jesus, for that healing touch. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that healing. Thank you, Lord, for setting captives free. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, a broken heart is a real thing. A broken heart can cause your body to break down. A broken heart can cause your body to break down. But a broken heart is something most people never see. Most people can never detect a broken heart. They don't see the broken heart. But I'm telling you, it can really wear on you and it can break your physical body down. So that broken heart, I just thank God for his healing on that broken heart. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're more than conquerors. Amen, church? Amen. We are more than conquerors. That's a beautiful song that Vicki was playing. We are more than conquerors. And Jenny Grine wrote that song. Beautiful, beautiful song back in the 90s. We're just going back into the 90s. Remember, throwback. Throwback Sunday rather than throwback Thursday, throwback Sunday. Because you all wouldn't come on Thursday. We tried to have throwback Thursday and you wouldn't be here, so we had to do it on Sunday. Ah, well, awesome. Hey, it's time for our tithes and offerings. Let's give the Lord a big praise for that.